The last sif in Simen Ches, the Mechaber writes, sif Yud Zayin niskasa beveged shu chayev betzitzis, velo hitel bo tzitzis, bitel mitzvas tzitzis. That if you wore a four-cornered garment and you didn't put tzitzis on it, you are officially mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's considered that you actively did something wrong. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Mem Dalet, that tzitzis chovas gavra le'inyin zeh. We consider tzitzis are a chova on the person. It's not a chova. We'll discuss further in Simen Yud Zayin what the exact nature of the chiyuv of tzitzis is, but the basic idea is that once you put on a beged that's chayiv and tzitzis, you are mechuyiv to wear tzitzis, and we'll discuss what about us, where we don't normally wear four-cornered garments, are we chayiv and tzitzis really, when we get to Simen Yud Zayin. Let's start Simen Tes, Sif Aleph. Says in the Chaber, Ein chayev b'tzitzis min ha-Torah el beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. He starts off saying that you're only chayev if you're wearing sheep's wool or linen. Aval bigdei sha'ar minim ein chayavin b'tzitzis el amid rabbanan. But every other type of garment, for example, a lot of people wear tzitzis that are made out of cotton begadim that are made out of cotton or mesh or some other kind of synthetic fibers, those are only chayiv midirabbanan. Says the Rama, v'yeshamim dekulu chayav midiraisa. The Rama argues on the Mechaber, and this is the shita of Tosfos and the Rush, right? Against the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam that the Mechaber is quoting, he says that all begadim that are legitimate begadim are chayiv min ha-Torah v'hachi hilchasa. And this is the correct halacha. So again, according to the Mechaber, if you were not wearing a wool beged or a linen beged, you'd only be chayiv in tzitzis midirabbanan. But according to the Ramah, all the begadim that we wear that are shayich to be considered a real beged are chayiv in tzitzis, even if they are cotton begadim and the like. Now, there's a lengthy discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, that we're going to skip that discussion. That's really a good pirush on the Gemara. And there's a lot to say in that, but we're going to skip it for our purposes. And we're just going to go to Sif Katan Hey, V'hachi Hilchasa, says the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'irei Shamayim Yachmir Al Atzmo Lachush L'deya HaRishona. Says if you consider yourself a Yarei Shamayim, you should be machmir and paskin like the Mechaber, v'yasa talis shel tzemer. You should specifically try to get a woolen talis, k'dei sheyischayev betzitzis min ha-Torah l'chulei alma. And that way you're definitely chayev in tzitzis min ha-Torah. V'nochon sheyasa bein ha-talis gadol uvein ha-talis katan shel tzemer. And this chumrah, it says the Mishnah Berurah, you should even have it on your talis katan. You shouldn't say, oh, well, if I'm going to wear, I mean, I have to assume at this point in time that kemat all of the talis gadols that people wear are made out of wool. It's very, I couldn't even imagine where you're going to get a different kind of talis gadol that's not made out of wool. But nevertheless, you shouldn't say, well, since I'm going to wear a talis gadol made out of wool, I don't have to wear a talis katan made out of wool, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's better to wear a talis katan and a talis gadol made out of wool. That's the real chumrah to be choshish for the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Okay, that's the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, not everybody observes the chumrah. If you're only going to wear a cotton beged or some other kind of beged, you're still yotzi min ha-Torah according to Tosfos and the Rush, which is the standard psak of the Ramah. So you can't really beat yourself up about it. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say that you should try to be machmir. There's a bir halach over here, Dirmaskel Ela mid Rabbanan, where he discusses. He says, "Im lokach talas tzemer she'ein bo shiur." He says, let's say you had a beged that was too small and you added to it afterwards from something else. It wasn't considered a wool beged anymore. You added some cotton to it. Right? So he says, Avlam Yesh Bashir Chayev Min HaTorah. So he says that according to the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that you added to it with the beged, since it's recognizable that you added to it, so then it doesn't count as the same beged, and that you were mashlim the shear with cotton or with some other type of fiber, that doesn't count as if you had a beged made out of wool that was chayev and tzitzis. So really what he's saying is the entire beged, according to this daya, has to be made out of wool, unless it was already bigger than the shear, and then you added something else to it, then it would be chayev min ha-Torah as well. He says, what about the flip side? If it's big enough, but rove of it was from other types, so he says that maybe you could argue over there that it's still chayv minato.